your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Whatever your reason for listening to Carrie and Tommy, you're guaranteed to have a good time. Whatever your reason for traveling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, pretty
I'm
good.
Still sore from snowboarding.
Are you?
But I'm good. Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
I know. And I did so much of it.
Yeah, you did. You went down the run.
Yeah, the half run. We walked down the first
half.
That's
true. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm still sore.
Imagine if you'd snowboarded for the whole day.
I know. I can't even actually imagine that.
You'd be bedbound.
Seeing that person in the
We'd
video.
Be visiting you in hospital and holding a microphone to your mouth going, we
have
showed
anyway,
it there.
What's coming up?
I just had a great moment over the weekend because it's got me thinking. Just a very little moment. Where, you know, Johnny, my 50-year-old housemate, one of the greatest men alive, he was chatting to me and he said, the thing is, hun, and, and then he went, hun, mate, sorry, the thing is, mate, and it made me laugh for a good 10 minutes that he accidentally called me hun, and it's made me ponder about our future together.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean me and Johnny,
our
future together is very strong.
I was going to say, I've been wondering.
But it means
you should consider a future with Johnny.
Well, you think I should just marry him, don't you?
I do, because you're so good together.
Yes.
You're very codependent.
Yeah, I am a straight man, which is a slight hindrance.
Oh, you know.
But, yeah, sure. Mix it up. What is sexuality? Let's find out. Let's all get in a room together. See what happens when you come out of the room. What? It's early. Okay. There are kids.
Oh, I thought she was requesting the amount of people.
I know, so did I. I thought there's three. I'm like, who's the other person? Sicko.
We'll talk to Johnny later in the show. Shall we get his thoughts on it? maybe this is the time.
Like, I hope they stay in the car because what's happening in that house? I want to talk to Johnny. Later.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, good luck, everybody.
Hey, hun. Can you come on the show later?
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And it is time for a new segment that we've just learned is apparently called Badasses with Belle. That is our producer. Hello, Belle.
Hey, guys.
Why have you been a badass?
I was
your words, not mine.
Yeah, I was a badass this morning.
Where were you this morning?
I was the dentist.
Oh,
the home of the badass.
At 7:30 in the morning.
Such a badass, you're getting your teeth checked regularly.
In addition to my hygiene biannual appointments.
Biannual.
Real badass behaviour.
Biannual badasses. Okay.
And badasses always go at 7:30 a.m. too. Yeah.
Before work. Can't miss work.
Probably been up all night, have you?
No, I went to bed at about 7:30.
So what happened at the dentist?
And I had to get a filling redone. Mm-hmm. And I decided, because I don't like local anesthesia or anesthetic.
You don't like saying it either.
I just don't like it. I went without for the filling and it didn't go well.
So hold on. So you decided you didn't want it and you just said, nah, I'm doing it without. What did the dentist say?
That's pretty hectic.
She was yeah, all right, let's do this. And
she sounds badass.
And then how did it work out for you?
It didn't work well. Didn't work out well at all. I ended up having to get it because I was crying and couldn't do it, but they'd already opened it up, so I needed to continue. I ended up getting it anyway.
Did it really hurt?
Yeah, really. It was so bad. It was so bad.
How much did you cry?
Like enough for like tears to be like streaming down my face below those really ugly goggles they make you wear. So I was like hoping she'd see and like be like, I need to stop because you can't speak when you're at the dentist.
Of course. Oh my God. And you've already committed to the no anesthetic.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh, do you know my mum had her wisdom teeth out? This would have been in the like 70s or when would it have been? Before me. Yeah. In the 50s. In the 70s, she had her wisdom teeth out in the chair without anesthetic. They just whipped him out without any painkillers.
Just knee on the chest.
Yeah.
Yep. Just pliers yep. in the mouth.
They were through, so it wasn't like they were under the skin. But still, that's crazy behaviour.
That, you know,
my mum is a badass.
She's a badass. Did she cry halfway through and ask for...
No way, because no. she's so a Belle, proper badass.
Belle, which bit about your story was badass?
The fact that I tried to be
yeah,
a badass.
I agree. Good. Yeah. So what do you want to do, Bickers?
I want to know what other surgery you've had done without anaesthetic. Yeah, have you been a badass?
With no anaesthesia.
With no anaesthesia.
Badasses like Belle.
I'm so badass. That scared me.
I thought that was the song we were playing. I was like, have we changed stations?
I was a little bit. Can we have a badass one that's not so scary, please?
My sister had to have a root canal done when she was in Brazil and the anaesthetic wore off. That's not where you want the anaesthetic during a root canal mid-root. In Brazil.
Oh.
Sometimes you wish you had one.
13, 10, 60. When have you been a badass and not had anesthesia? That's hard to say.
13, 10, 60.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Monday afternoon. And on 13, 10, 60, we're looking for
badasses like Belle.
That's a sudden abrupt end.
No, I'm just impressed that Jez has that big drum that he can hit for just one
bang
at the end.
Yeah, producer Belle went to the dentist this morning and she was like, no anaesthetic for me. Yeah. I don't need it for my filling.
No, I don't need it.
And then halfway through, boy, did she need it.
I need it. Give me double.
As she cried.
Yes.
Cried.
Streams
sobbed.
Of tears down her face.
But my mum got her wisdom teeth out without anaesthetic. My sister had a root canal in Brazil and halfway through the anaesthetic wore out.
Yes.
That's gross.
Yeah, gross. G'day, Jules.
Hi, how you going?
Yes, so good. Are you a badass like Belle?
Yeah, look, I'm an absolute badass because this morning I had 4 fillings done in the chest, no anaesthetic, none whatsoever. God. But better than that, my grandson is 8, right? I just thought of that when you were talking about it, the root canal surgery. He had 2 root canals moved at the orthodontist. No anaesthetic. He's only 8. He lay in that chair and he just opened his mouth. And every time the dentist asked him, was he good? 2 thumbs up. And if he wasn't good, it was 2 thumbs down. But no.
Bad arsery runs in your family, yes. Jules.
Well, it does. I had stomach surgery where they had to repair some things they'd done wrong. And I woke and I'm like lying there and I'm looking up and I'm watching what they're doing in my stomach. And I said, oh, there's a big hole in my stomach. And they said, you're not supposed to be watching us. And I said, well, I'm not asleep, so why shouldn't I? Like, you know, it's very entertaining. No anaesthetic. So she needs to toughen up.
Oh, Belle needs to toughen up. Wow.
Yeah, there are
She's
other
not
words
even here
I
for
could
a
say.
Reply.
No, don't say the other words, Jules. Don't say the other words. Thank you, Julie. Who do you want to go to, Bickers?
What about Nolene? Hey, Nolene.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you a badass?
By default, I think. I was meant to have anaesthetic for an emergency seizure for my son, and they gave me a spinal block that didn't work. It caused a spinal leak, so therefore the anaesthetic went the other way, and I felt the whole procedure.
Oh, my God. Were you screaming?
No, I think I was just in shock, and I said to the lady that was doing, meant to be looking after me, I said, I can feel that. She said, what can you feel? I said, I can feel it cutting into my stomach. Oh, and she said, oh, wait, this was in Holland. Just wait a moment, we can't give you any more anaesthetic until we've got the baby out. So I think I nearly sort of passed out.
Oh,
God. And then I felt the suction and everything.
Nolene, so you know how you said the anaesthetic went the other way? Does this mean that you could feel that, but then you had a numb head?
Maybe that was. Well, they didn't work it out for a couple of days. I had headaches and sweats and everything. And then the doctor, 3 or 4 days later, came back and said what's going on. They just worked out that I'd had a spinal leak. So they had to take some of my blood and put it back and block the hole in my spine.
God. Belle wouldn't be able to do any of that.
No way. No. Good on you, Nolene. Thanks for the badassery. G'day, Josh.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're just being badass. Are we?
We're not really.
We're not. Okay. Josh, are you a badass?
Yeah, I'm definitely a badass.
Okay, what happened?
So I had a vasectomy 4 years ago. And then sort of midway through the actual anaesthetic started wearing off. But I was just kind of like plot committed, so I just kept going.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean...
You weren't doing it yourself, were you?
Oh, no, I had someone doing it for me.
Yes. So do they not put you fully out? Do you just get like the twilight kind of drugs?
It was awful. It was like a backyard surgery kind of thing at the doctor's office. There was like pigeons in the roof that were like making noise.
I thought vasectomy was your front yard. Josh,
there was pigeons in the roof. That's
how much
so
did you
weird.
Save? How much did it cost?
I think it was still the same price as if I had to go to the hospital.
What a waste.
I just didn't know any better.
And Josh, I don't actually know what happens in a vasectomy. Do they just clamp up something, a tube? Is it just a tube? Does a man just hold it? What happens?
Yeah, so what I saw was the little guy with the little like light on his head.
A head
a
torch.
Minor. Obviously, I mean,
what does he do?
Down a mine, but of age.
Does he go down on all four? What does he do?
Does he go down?
Well, I'm assuming he's got to get to head height, doesn't he? But why would he have his torch on his head?
It's dark down there, I guess.
Dark down where?
There was no lights and pigeons in the room.
I don't know if you got a vasectomy, Josh.
I think you just met a bloke in his backyard.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And a little bit later on this afternoon, we're going to find out how Tommy went with his spirit animal.
Yes, but up next.
Which is not actually an animal.
No, it's a man.
Yeah.
It's a man.
We're going to find out a bit confusing.
How I went with my spirit man. It gets more confusing. But up next, we're going to get my housemate on because I have a question for him about marriage. So,
wow.
Yep.
I'm just so I'm here and I'm on board and I can be best woman if you want. Man. I was going to say best man, but that's weird. I can be that too.
Anyway.
I can be whatever I need to be in the scenario. I know I'm all for it, but let's put the question to John.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Yes, and it's not just us. My housemate is here.
Here's Johnny.
Bam, it's the same
bam,
every time.
Bam, bam.
He's nothing if not consistent.
Yes. Johnny boy, how are you,
buddy?
Thank you.
Long time no speak. Where have you been?
Hey, Gary. North. I've been up north. Where you been?
It's to you, mate. It's only you that runs off to funny places and no one can find you.
Hey, Johnny, firstly, thank you for the momentous amount of joy you gave me when you accidentally called me Hun on the weekend.
Oh, when was that? Didn't I?
Yes, we were sitting at our kitchen bench and you went, no, the thing is, Hun.
What were you talking about at the time? Was context important?
No, just Hun stuff.
Would have been something
just
household related.
Two babes hanging out together.
Yeah.
Domestic duties.
Johnny, I've got a question for you. I've always assumed that we will live together forever, regardless of whether the other person
gets. Well, we need some romantic music in the background. Come on, set the scene.
Sorry,
Sorry.
Jesse.
No, it's not that kind of. This is like true love. It's different.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Jesse, just how about leaving music out of it, right?
Okay.
Johnny.
Yeah, bye.
I've always assumed, yes, that we would live together forever, regardless of if either of us got married, we'd just get a bigger house. I just need to make sure, am I the only one that's been thinking that, or do you assume that's the case as well?
Well, to be honest, it's not like either of us have made big moves.
No.
Find a wife, you mean?
to do anything, to be honest. To find a wife or relocate.
When you imagine your life with your future wife,
where does
Tommy fit into that puzzle?
Oh, God, that is going to be an awkward situation both ways, isn't it?
I know.
I don't think so, is it? Hang on, are you saying you don't have the same view of our future that I have?
Well, I don't know how I'm going to sit there and say that to a future girlfriend. I was going, hey, three of us will move in, yeah? All good.
It's interesting. I reckon there'd be some girls that would be completely fine with it.
Well, I've tried it with her.
Phone, 1-300. Or what?
You've tried it with her.
1-300. He's gone for it.
I don't know the number.
So it didn't go down well when you pitched it before. Is that what you're saying?
No, it went great.
Right.
It went great, yeah, and it was assumed that that was the arrangement.
Then, what's happened now?
The arrangement's still the same. It's TBC. I mean, I've got no one saying anything different.
Yeah. Have you two considered just marrying each other?
I'll just call him Pun. It's just easier.
Because I feel like this could solve all your problems.
We don't have problems.
There's not many people that want to just live with their best friend for the rest of their life.
Yeah, but you don't even have issues.
Maybe you're perfect for each other.
But why can't I just live with my best friend?
Don't get defensive. I'm just saying.
But why? I don't see the problem with living with my best friend and my wife and Johnny's wife.
The four of you. Now you're just having a swingers party.
No, that's your
thing. I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Get a big house with wings. One wing that's the little wing. I don't realize I don't know Johnny's last name.
One wing for the women and one wing for the men.
Well, again, guys, I think you're missing the point, but perhaps you...
But we like each other. We don't need to have separate wings.
No, I'm getting the... Yeah, I reckon you guys should sit down and have a little chat, you two.
We're having it now. I'd like to know on, as Johnny calls the number, 1300, what's it called? Also known as 131060. Yep.
They're the one.
I'd love to hear, have you had this living arrangement? / is it ever going
to
work?
/ would you like to be part of it?
Oh, women, give us a call.
/
Yep.
/ away.
Oh, I thought you were going to have another suggestion.
You guys have your little funny jokes together. All right, hon, we got to go. Good to chat.
See you, bro. Give us a call. 131060. Let us know. Is it going to work?
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And on 131060, can you live with your best mate and your wife?
Yes.
Why are we asking this question?
Because my housemate and I just figured I will live with him forever.
Right.
And so is it possible to add a wife into that scenario in the house? And is that going to be fine?
And just to be clear, you don't mean wife into the marriage with Johnny. You mean you'll have a wife that you'll be married to and you both are together exclusively without Johnny, but you live in the same house as Johnny.
Yes.
So he never needs to move out.
No. He can also have a wife.
So there's four
of you.
We can
have one each as per the rules.
Chris, how do you feel this would work out?
Look, I think this would have been an awesome thing when my kids were born because I tell you what, the amount of times that I was nearly dead from exhaustion, if you could team up a bunch of parents that have newborns together and just take turns looking after the kids, that would be the best thing in the world.
And there is something, Chris, about those early days where you become quite resentful because you're exhausted and if you had your mate around to just hang with, have a beer with and to say, hold the baby for a bit, take a load off the wife, like perhaps it would be good for the relationship with your wife as well.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I spent 17 years in uniform and in my entire time in the Army, I had plenty of times where I was food and sleep deprived, but you got your mates around so you can sort of take the burden off each other.
Yeah.
But when you're parents, it's that sense of isolation, it's just you and your partner and kind of that's it. So
it's back to the days of living in a village, in a community.
I realize you
want to be in a commune, don't you?
I'm just pitching a commune, aren't I?
A very small commune. Maybe just a com.
Yeah, it's a little com. Thanks, Chris. We're going from a Chris to a Chrissy. G'day, Chrissy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, so good. Do you think this could ever possibly work?
Definitely. I've lived in a situation like that for the last 10 years.
Wow. So with your best friend or your partner's best friend?
Well, we sort of all met when we were about 16 and that, and the two boys knew each other when they were about 13.
Yeah.
And, years later, we met up again. I ended up dating one and ended up having a son to him, and we ended up later on moving in together about 2012.
Yeah.
And been living in the same house the whole time.
This is great. And so
are there any downsides, Chrissy? Any downsides?
I can't walk around the house naked or anything like that. Or when the house makes that work, I can.
Which is one of the great joys of being in your own house, Chrissy. That's the
thing. It is. it just feels like a more of a freedom, and it's like, oh, thank goodness.
I put a set of smocks at the front door that you could just chuck on and still get an airy, breezy feeling.
It's not quite the same.
No? Okay.
All right. Chrissy sounds like it's a good thing.
We've so far heard too that it not only will work, it's great.
Marsha,
no nude walking.
How do you feel, Marsha?
Carrie, hi Tommy.
Hey Marsha.
It's not gonna happen.
Why?
It's not gonna happen. Not gonna work. See it every day in my job.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm a real estate agent. So I rent out properties for a living. And I've seen situations where the partners have kicked out the other half, And then the other parties had to move in with, like, a friend. Yeah, it starts off well, never ends well.
I had another situation.
It happens a lot. People don't realise. Okay. I mean, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And little things get on their nerves, and then they ring you up, oh, get me off the leaf, you know, put it in such and such name's leaf, and on the leaf. And I had I've got a situation where the main leaseholder was a female. She moved in, this guy, very good-looking Irishman, by the way. And it wasn't a few months after until they sort of started having a bit of a relationship. Then it was a bit awkward, and then she goes, get out. And he's like, nah, I've got my name on the lease too. And I had this big kerfuffle about putting the lease in her name.
Marcia, that's got nothing to do with having a friend there, though, doesn't it? Isn't that just you shouldn't sleep with your housemate?
Yeah, but listen, you've got to. You got to start measuring the milk in the bottle, and who's not going to eat his yogurt, and
Are you going to start measuring the milk in Johnny's bottle?
I didn't know there was so much dairy involved in a simple thruple.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, we're going to find out how Tommy went interviewing a man who doesn't speak any English.
I can't wait for this. You've done this without me.
Yes.
You're bringing it to me in a world exclusive.
A bit of English, not just English from two people. It was confusing enough.
But up next, if you know your way around a kitchen, then I have a question for you.
Well, I'm not sticking around because that's not me.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay, I've got a fun game to play.
Okay, I'm
Guess
ready.
The appliance.
Guess the appliance. Okay. Are you going to make a noise?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to read you some instructions that I had to read to use this appliance on the weekend.
Just so you know, it's not sounding fun. But
This is so fun. You have to guess what appliance is requiring these instructions.
Okay, great, great. I've got
eyes. And if you're listening, 131060, call in if you want to guess. Okay. I won't read you all of it because it's a bit boring, but this bit particularly piqued my interest.
Okay.
Sew together the elements, having care of not to damage the seal inserted in the female part.
Sew together the elements.
Having care of not to damage the seal inserted in the female part. Would you like me to go on, or was that the first bit you
Like? No, I know.
Is it?
Because I know about male and female part.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, good for
I
you.
Do. I do.
What a brag.
You're 15-year-old.
I've worked my way around both.
You've read the book, haven't you?
No,
where do they come from?
So the one on the wall, so that's female.
Okay.
Over there.
What
and
is
then the
male?
One you put. No, the. That PowerPoint is female, and then the cord that you put into it is male.
Okay.
But you got to make sure you turn it on.
Jesse, you've got to make sure it's turned off.
Oh, sorry. It's
actually
first.
The opposite rules. You've got to make sure it's turned off, and then you can put it in.
Oh, sorry.
It is.
Bloody hell, Jesse. You've been getting electrics wrong.
Mate, I turn them off all the time. It's fine.
No, now you're
don't
talking.
Don't be hard on yourself.
No, he's meant to be hard.
Advisable.
I do find it difficult.
Yes, and on himself as well.
Shall I continue, boys?
I don't know. I'm having fun.
Yes.
It is advisable to lubricate the masculine part with a light coat of fat spray or liquid soap.
So it's not electronics.
So is it cooking? Is this cooking something?
And then it says to mount and to shut the security wrappers for every junction.
Mount
security
and shut. Is it an air fryer? Is it an air fryer?
No, it's not an air fryer.
Is it something cooking?
It is something cooking.
Okay, because what are we lubing it up with again?
You're lubing the masculine part with a light coat of fat spray or liquid soap, but you've fat taken care or... not to damage the seal inserted into the female part. What a ridiculous. Are they having the piss?
Is this
they must
the
be.
Are they or take
and then it says to mount and to shut the security wrappers for every junction.
I mean, always none of it makes sense.
Is it a new oven, Bickers?
No, it's not a new oven.
Okay. Should we go to calls?
Let's go to calls.
131060, what do you use for lube?
What appliance am I trying to start?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, can you tell us what appliance Carrie is talking about?
I used a new appliance at the weekend, and the instructions were peculiar, to say the least.
Give us just a bit.
sew together the elements, having care of not to damage the seal inserted in the female part. Mm. It's advisable to lubricate the masculine part with a light coat of fat, spray or liquid soap to mount and shut the security wrappers for every junction. Now, I use this appliance and I don't remember doing any of that bit.
Really?
No.
You haven't lubed it up with fat?
No, not with, and I didn't mount the appliance either.
Did you not? No, well, someone's got options.
But we've asked on 131060, what appliance is this? Dylan, what do you think I'm trying to operate?
I actually reckon it's canola spray.
But is that an appliance, Dylan?
But
canola spray, so...
But Dylan, I'm confused. Do you mean the little spray bottles?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but why would you have to assemble that? Doesn't that come and you just push down? Or is that the male bit into the female bit?
Pretty much. Male bit, pushing down. So.
Yeah. Dylan, you've lost confidence.
You got it. It's not that one, Dylan. Thank you, Dylan. What about Bianca? Bianca, what do you think it is?
Hey, how you doing? Look, a little concerning given the Bobbit link, but I reckon it's a blender.
Oh. Ooh, what's a Bobbit link?
You know, Lorena Bobbitt with the male parts in the blender.
Oh my gosh, I have forgotten that.
I thought the Bobbitt link was a type of like mechanism in a...
Do you not remember that?
No.
Didn't she throw it out the window?
I don't reckon we need to spend time on it.
Did she? Okay. Maybe I'm getting confused with my...
Yep. It's not a blender, Bianca. Noah, what appliance am I using?
Hang on.
Don't Google it. Stop. Noah, talk to me.
I reckon it's an electric fry pan.
What makes you think that, Noah?
Hang on. Sorry.
Well, I was just thinking through things that had female ends and electric fry pan come to mind.
Ooh.
Is it the double prong thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because is it an electric fry pan?
It's not an electric fry pan.
Noah.
It's bigger than electric fry pan. Ivy.
Hello.
G'day, Ivy. What is your guess for what is the appliance?
I think it's one of those food processor or food mincer, meat mincer, whatever it is.
Oh, the big ones?
Yeah, the one you put like the meat in the top and it comes out all processed through the bottom.
Yes.
And the irony with that, the irony, what? Sorry?
Yeah, no, you go.
No, I was going to say, because they can call them meat grinders as well. And the irony is, if you flip it the other way and you don't lube the meat, it can be a grinder.
Okay. I don't think we should be putting our appendages in.
It might surprise you to hear, but I've not been playing with a meat grinder on the weekend.
Oh my God.
Instead, do you want me to tell you what it is?
You don't want to see.
Mark's got the same thing. He thinks it's a sausage maker.
No, that's just if you put your appendage in.
Do you want to know what the appliance was?
I would love to, because give us a drum roll, please, Jesse. Okay, let's go.
My pizza oven.
Oh!
Isn't that weird?
Your pizza oven?
Yes.
You've got to
My pizza oven needs me to insert the female part and lubricate the masculine part.
What is that?
I don't know.
Just Chris, get over here and make the pizzas.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, we're giving you the chance to win a 10K getaway with Choice Hotels. Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au to enter now.
Hotels in all the best parts of the country, Bickers. What about Harvey Bay?
Oh, my God. Harvey Bay is so beautiful.
Imagine me, you, Jesse bringing us drinks.
Oh, whale watching. Go on the ferry across to Fraser Island.
Oh, my God.
The world is
what
your
are you
oyster.
For? Up next, I got to interview one of my heroes who also happens to not speak English. So stay tuned.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, while you have been doing absolutely
what
nothing.
What have I been doing?
Just nothing and relaxing and living your best life, I have been putting in some extra hours on this show.
What have you done?
I caught up with the man who I call my spirit animal, Martin Strell.
Oh, old mate who doesn't speak English.
Yes. Yes, sorry.
How did that go?
Our producer Annabelle organised a surprise interview for me because he is my favourite person in the world at the moment, forgetting that he doesn't really speak English. If you don't know Martin Strell, he is the only person in the world to swim all the great rivers, which culminated in the Amazon.
And he had to avoid anacondas. No.
Anacondas.
Were they anacondas?
Piranha. Yes.
And have
piranhas,
buckets of blood on the boat for when piranhas attack
him.
He's
badass.
He's badass. And anyway, in the documentary I watched about that, he spoke no English. And so catching up with him now, that was about 15 years ago.
Oh.
And so I thought, maybe his English has improved. And this is how it started. G'day, Martin.
Yes, Martin is here, yes.
Hi, Martin. Tommy is my name.
Okay, good, good. Okay. Hope to see you one day. I've never seen him before.
So that, oh, that's good. I can hear what's happening.
Yes, I thought
he
it wasn't too bad.
Hope to see you one day.
And so then I thought, let's just get into swimming stuff, because I reckon he will have done answers about swimming stuff before. And so I asked him about all the great rivers that he'd swum and which one was the most difficult. Martin, you mentioned all the rivers that you've swum. Which one was the hardest?
Oh, every big river is hard. Even the Danube at the beginning was a very, very tough river. But then the Amazon is Amazon. Amazon is very, very, very dangerous, very risky. Piranhas attacked me a couple of times, but I'm still alive, you know, swimming with bull sharks, crocodiles. You have to be a little special. You have to become like a part. I'm part of family. Part of crocodiles, of the bull sharks, of the snakes, and even pirates.
Where did you get attacked by bull sharks? In the Amazon?
On the Amazon, yeah, bull shark. This is the craziest shark. White shark is so friendly to compare with bull shark. Bull shark is, I don't know, I think they don't have brain. No. So, so aggressive.
And, of course, when he said then you have to be a little special, what he means is you have to be a little drunk, because one of his main things that came across in his documentary is that when they stop swimmers and they give them feeds or they tip water into their mouth, Martin's looks a little different. And you see them pouring bottles of red wine into his mouth and then throwing him a bottle of whiskey for him to suck on as he swims. And so I asked him, is this still something he does? Are you still drinking wine while you swim?
A little. A little, yeah. Every day. Maybe a little less than before. You know, wine.
and the bigger that laugh got, I thought, I don't know how much a little is, but I reckon it might be more than most people call a little.
What a legend. I mean, can we say that?
I don't know. No. I think you're allowed to encourage it in Slovenia, because they say they do everything drunk over
what
there.
What worries me a little bit is I can see the excitement in your eyes. You speak to Martin Thrill. You want to go and drink whiskey and swim through the Amazon, don't you?
Not through the Amazon. I'm so scared of things in the water. Like piranhas, no.
You said you want to go meet him and swim with him.
Yes, not the...
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. The pool? not the pool. But I do remember at the end of his documentary, he had a doctor on board that said he's lost his mind. He couldn't communicate with his crew. He couldn't talk. They found him naked, just standing on a beach. He kept, in the middle of the night, they'd just hear a splash because Martin had decided to jump in the water and swim.
You've got such similarities to him.
And I didn't know how to ask him about all that, because literally the movie ends and he spends 3 months not being able to talk, and the only person who'll let speak to him is this guy who uses puppets on his hands. So weird and funny. And so I just tried to ask him about it in a nice-ish way. Are you scared? At the end of your Amazon swim, it seemed like you went a little bit crazy. Are you scared you're going to go crazy on this big swim?
Yeah, this... you can get crazy over there on the Amazon by the end especially. Because you're not tired after everything, after 60 or more than 2 months swimming every day.
Yeah, he said when he swam the Yangtze, the most polluted river in the world, he said every night he had to spend in hospital, and then
go
back and swim. Yeah,
and he's so
now he's embarking on a new swim, and it is called World Swim, and it's going to take 500 days, and he's going to visit 120 countries around the world.
Is he coming to Australia?
Guess what, Carrie? I've signed me and you up to it as well.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Drive me home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, everybody's favourite Monday segment is back. Do you want to guess the theme for this week?
I'm assuming because we've got a new sponsor, it's mushrooms. Is that the theme?
No. I've gone with Carrie's request about what instrument I'm going to learn to play.
Oh my gosh! Do you remember what it was?
No.
Oh my god.
I mean, I
glad
don't
I'm paying
care.
For those lessons.
I'm just throwing out names of things that I know.
It was
the ombo?
It was the saxophone, wasn't it?
That's
the
right. Ombo.
same. What saxophone?
Thanks to Australian Mushrooms, add the mighty mushy to transform your meal.
And they're giving you the chance to score a $100 supermarket voucher. Just head to carryandtommy.com.au to win.
The ombo.
Was it the rhombus?
That's a shape, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
As opposed
don't
to an
ever
ombo.
Do same but shapes.
Oh, no.
How would we do that?
Same but triangle. We've already done that.
Have we?
Yes.
When?
Oh, we can bring it back.
Yeah.
Did we? Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Did you just have to explain to Carrie that triangle is also a musical instrument as well as a shape?
Did we enter this segment into the radio awards?
Is it too late for that? Is it too late?
That explains. Let's play.
All right, here's your first one.
Carrie. Because. Señorita. No, Despacito, Justin Bieber. Is it something like that?
I'll give it to you.
Just a quick question, Jess.
Mm, yeah.
Carrie got the name wrong after the buzzer.
Yeah,
why does she get the point?
Because I need to keep a job, so.
No, also, he's just sucking up.
Do you still have that button under your desk where you press it and he gets an electric shock
for his testicles?
And the ejection
how
one
good
as well.
You got on the sax in a week.
Yeah, it's been a lot of hard work, but, you know, when Bickers tells you to do something, off
it's
you go.
Good.
I reckon it's changed your lips.
Watch out, Bolton.
Watch out, Bolton.
Is that his name? Bolton? Michael Bolton.
He's not a sax player, is he?
Isn't he?
Isn't he a singer? Yeah.
Oh, who's the sax guy, saxophonist that everyone, you know, the sexy sax guy?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny G. Kenny G. Can someone tell me what he looks like now? He used to be like
imagine
quite
if they
suave.
Just show you a picture of Jesse.
Gosh. Okay, next one.
Tommy. And damn again. Did do never be the same again.
Three, never be the same again. One.
Just the beginning, it's not the end.
Nah, you're on
and
the wrong
it
track.
Will, oh.
Okay, give me.
Ooh.
The Weekend? No. Drake? No. I don't know.
Just listing rappers.
Kenny G? I've been popping, man,
I feel just like a rockstar. Yeah. Post Malone.
Oh, Kenny G, look at him go.
He looks like Sideshow Bob, doesn't he?
He's got the curls, doesn't he? Girls get the girls.
Those ones?
I think I might be drunk.
The sax has that effect.
It does. Yeah. It's getting me all that. Yeah.
This is jazz. Yeah. That's what you're feeling.
One zip, song number
some
three.
Jazz clubs.
Tommy.
Tommy.
It's Ed Sheeran.
Two.
No, that's not Ed Sheeran, is it?
No.
No, it's the girl.
Do you want me to play it again for you?
Why would you? You got it right here.
Yeah. Here to love you. Something?
I'm hearing every song is the same song.
Anything.
I don't know.
Ibiza. Something.
I took a plane to Ibiza. Mike
who
Posner.
Sings it?
Stop telling us about what you
by
did.
By who?
Mike Posner.
Jesse.
Someone Google me, Mike.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Still one zip, song number four.
Tommy. Oh, it is Adele. Hello.
Ties it up.
She sound pretty good with a saxophonist in the background.
She's got some interesting looking heads, haven't we?
Is that Posner?
Yeah.
He's a cool looking dude, isn't
I've never
he?
Seen someone that makes Kenny G look hot.
No, I like his beard.
One all, song number it's five.
Sorry, it's unnecessary. I like his beard too. I'd grab him.
Oh, Tommy.
Oh, because
no.
For
no,
the win. Oh, three, it,
it's
two,
from Lady Gaga,
one.
Bradley Cooper, Shallows.
Oh, Jesse, I didn't say that she can. Yeah, it's your shot, mate. Don't walk out just yet.
Tommy, it is Shallow.
Tommy wins.
Thank you, Jesse. Retract my screen.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
I love Finnish women. Women of Finland.
Okay, if we're just saying what we love, I like Brazilian men.
No.
Jesse?
Danish men, I think. Oh, no, Dutch men, I think, yeah.
Why? What is it about?
It's just the accent
and the
clogs. They can't
run away quick enough.
Nothing sexier than a clog. No, the women in Finland are currently posting videos of themselves dancing in their lounge rooms and having the time of their life in solidarity for their PM. Because footage emerged on the weekend of their PM, Sanna Marin, having a night out. And boy, was she having a night out.
And if you haven't seen her, she's the youngest elected PM in the world. She's 36 and she doesn't look like our politicians.
No, like I cannot imagine Albanese or Morrison dancing around the living room. She's having so much fun.
Barnaby.
But obviously the opposition has come out saying, you know, what is she, like if this is how she spends her weekends, how can she be running the country and all the rest of it? And a whole lot of women are like, no, it's nothing wrong with her dancing around in her living room. Mm. And as she said, she just had a drink, just one drink.
Yes. Yes, that is the, and we believe that.
Of course. Yes, and so do all these women dancing in solidarity. Anyway.
Just drug sales have gone through the roof in the country. No, they are, allegedly.
But isn't it better to have a prime minister that feels like she's, like, surely you can still take her seriously when you've seen her dancing in a lounge room. You know what I mean?
I've taken her more seriously. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Because you feel like she's one of us.
One of us.
Maybe we could run the country, is what I'm saying.
Do you reckon? Mm. So the result of this is not us posting a fun video of dancing in solidarity.
It would be weird to be in solidarity of the Finnish Prime Minister.
You just
said
you
nothing
like
to do with us.
Well, take down my Brazilian men post then.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, who knows where Carrie and Tommy could be travelling to? Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.